With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Thousands of pro-life activists rallied under falling snow yesterday at the annual March for Life here in Washington. Speakers urged the impassioned crowd to capitalize on the movement's major victory after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. It was New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith telling people they do need to do a lot of work in their own states if they want to pass pro-life laws.
As you all know, Dobbs conveyed the lawmakers newfound powers at every level, federal, state, and local, to save lives. We're greatly encouraged and filled with hope and resolve. Lives are being saved. Yeah, we'll have a setback here and there. Every human rights struggle does, but we are undeterred. We will not give up.
Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina endorsed former President Trump ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire GOP primary. At that rally last night, Scott says voters should support Trump's commitment to stop illegal immigration.
We need a president who will close our southern border today. We need Donald Trump.
The U.S. has carried out more military action against Houthi targets in Yemen, taking out three anti-ship missiles.
A statement by the U.S. Central Command said the missiles presented an imminent threat to maritime traffic, including U.S. Navy ships, and destroyed them, as it put it, in self-defense. The Houthis began attacking ships after the conflict in the Gaza Strip began last October, saying they were acting in solidarity with the Palestinian people. On Wednesday, Washington announced it was putting the Houthis back onto a list of global terrorist organizations.
That's BBC's David Balfour reporting. It was another winning session on Wall Street to end the week on Friday, recovering recent losses. This is SRN News. A grim report from a pro-life organization. Michael Harrington has more details.
The U.S. exports about $2 trillion worth of products to the rest of the world, but Human Life International says the number one item is abortion. HLI calculates that this country is responsible for a large percentage of global abortions through directed international aid packages and public grants. Spokesman Dr. Brian Clough says with 73 million global abortions last year alone, quote, the United States has the blood of many on its hands. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in Japan are responding to the New Year's Day earthquake that killed scores of people and drove thousands out of their homes. Believers make up only 1% of the population, but International Christian Concern reports a network of churches has been established to help survivors of the quake, especially in the Sendai and Fukushima areas that were among the hardest hit. This is SRN News. Newly unredacted documents from New Mexico's lawsuit against Meta underscore the company's historical reluctance to keep children safe on its platforms.
That's according to a complaint filed by New Mexico's attorney general, who sued Facebook and Instagram owner Meta in December. The lawsuit says the company failed to protect young users from exposure to child sexual abuse material and let adults solicit explicit imagery from them. In newly unredacted passages, internal employee messages, and presentations from 2020 and 2021 show Meta was aware of issues such as adult strangers being able to contact children on Instagram.
That's Jeremy House reporting. What's next for Spirit Airlines now that it won't be merging with JetBlue? Some Wall Street analysts are starting to raise the possibility of bankruptcy. Spirit has not made a profit since the start of the pandemic. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.